For everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak, and a time to love, and a time to hate, and a time of war, and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I've seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. God has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, God has put a sense of past and future into their minds. Yet they cannot find out what God has done from beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all they're told.
525,600 minutes. For many of us, Seasons of Love is a familiar song from the musical Rent. And if you've seen this theatrical performance, which was also a live television event a few months ago, you remember that the characters are quite flavorful, shall we say. And the story follows them in various seasons of their life, which admittedly are, for the most part, challenging seasons. The list of characters include those who are HIV positive, to others living on the edge of poverty, to one-time best friends now having turned into one lavish landlord versus his former friends who are now rent-dodging tenants. 525,600 minutes in a year. And we all get the same amount of minutes a year. And yet we know that the multiplier of those minutes vary greatly, with some of us living well beyond the average age and others seemingly getting sort of shortchanged. Not even moving that multiplier of 525,600 minutes into double digits. This week is the peak of tax season, and many of you know that in my day job I am an accountant. And so I have been neck deep into computing taxes for 11 companies, as well as doing some personal taxes for some friends and family members. So while I am in this calculating mode, this so far in my own life, as of our worship time this morning, of 10 o'clock this morning, I've been alive approximately 29,850,930 minutes. I really did calculate that, including that I was born at 2:35 on a Sunday. And in these over 29 million minutes, I've experienced, just as you have, various seasons of my own life. And this is the case with our church family. So, in case you're wondering, I'm still in the calculating mood. Bluegrass has been in existence 4,420,200 minutes. Seasons of love. Seasons of life. Seasons of church. It is of this that the writer of Ecclesiastes speaks. Except he includes many more seasons. Seasons to be born and die. Planted, plucked up. Kill and heal. Break down, build up, weep, laugh, mourn, dance, throw away, gather in, embrace, don't embrace, seek, lose, keep, throw away, tear, sow, be silent. Speak up. Love. Hate. War. Peace. Some of you know, because I've shared several times, that this particular scripture is my second favorite in all of the Bible. For me, it is surpassed only by Micah 6:8. And I love this passage in Ecclesiastes because it seems to me to be so authentic to the experiences we share.
For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent. And a time to speak. And a time to love. And a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace.
I invite you to find these pieces of paper that were on your chair or around you somewhere. There are plenty of them. Maybe they're in front. And I invite you to find a pen, and if you don't have one, let me know, and I have a few up here. Does anybody need a pen? Daniel will bring them to you. So this morning, I want to invite you, when I say one of these seasonal words from Ecclesiastes, I want you to write what comes to your mind immediately when you hear these words. It could be a name or an issue. So here we go. Weep. Laugh. Mourn. Dance. Keep. throw away. Be silent. Speak up. Love. Hate. War. Peace. You know, the truth is, the things we just wrote on this piece of paper are as diverse and varied as our own seasons of life. Because we know environmentally and through the rhythms of nature, we experience spring, summer, fall, and winter. And I was able to listen to a few people as you shared your favorite season. I want to meet is, did anyone say their favorite season was winter? I see one. Bless your heart. None of these seasons are ever exactly the same, are they? They're similar, but they vary by average temperature or rainfall or snowabouts or, sadly, in natural disasters associated with hurricane seasons, or tornado seasons, or flood seasons, or forest fire seasons. There are folks who are hired to already, they're already predicting how many hurricanes we will have this year, and they've already got the names ready for them, and predicting where they're going to be, and we all know, who knows, when they'll come, where they'll land. Sometimes we are just on the edge wondering what the next season will bring. For me lately it's been, can the rain stop for just a solid week perhaps? And other times we cannot wait. Especially if you're like me, who the older I get, the more I hate cold weather. I used to love snow in winter, but I'm getting old and my bones hurt that time of year. So I am your summer gal. It cannot get too hot for me. In our church year, we begin the liturgical year on the first week of December with Advent, and then we move to Christmas, to Epiphany, to Lent, to Easter, to Pentecost, before settling into ordinary time through the summer and early fall. I got to be honest, growing up Southern Baptist, I'd never heard of these liturgical seasons. But I've learned how important they are in the rhythm of our church, in the rhythm of our faith journey. And yet, with 8 full years of these church seasons under our belt, none of them have been exactly alike. And if you don't believe me, ask our staff how much they change year to year. In fact, Brenda said right before worship, we were talking about Good Friday. She said, well, have you decided what we're going to do? Because it's different every year. So we do have those various themes, and we do different liturgy and rituals. And just like this year, for the first time, we will gather on Holy Saturday, which we've never done, and in a good way at the Groovy Girls Farm. Seasons. To everything, there is a season. I want you to go back to your papers for just a minute. What season of your life do you feel like you're in right now? What season of your life do you feel like you're in right now? now? What season of your life do you desire to be in? What season of your life do you desire to be in? For many of us, we've lost touch with recognizing the need for seasons in our lives. We've either intentionally or sublimely joined the constant, fast-paced, see all we can accomplish, instant gratification world. And every time I see something on the screen, Kenny, or I say something like that, I almost dodge Brenda when I say we are losing touch and being in this world where we see all we can accomplish and work, 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 work. And yet this scripture, my second favorite, reminds us to take a deep breath and to tap into God's presence and God's love and to tap into one another more often. Seasons change and life changes and people in our life change. Yet here's what never ever changes. Well, actually, there's a few important constants in our life that every single one of us have, whether we recognize it or not. For no matter the distance or space between where you are and where you want to be, and with all the uncertainty about our future, how many minutes do we have left in our life? And how will those minutes be played out? In all those questions, here is the good news. God's love for us never changes. God's promise to be with us now and beyond this life is as wide as the ocean and beyond what we can imagine, but God can be counted on to be right with us all the time. Five hundred twenty-five thousand six hundred minutes. We don't know how many times we will be here to multiply that number of minutes in a year. Yet what we do know is that no matter how many years or the variety of life seasons we journey, stormy sunrises or brightest ones, our Creator, who names each one of us as beloved, precious child, will be right by our side. In plenty, and in need, in great days, and in challenging ones. Tick tock go the minutes. And God is there with us every millisecond of every minute. So friends, embrace this minute, these minutes, or endure if that's the season you're in. But no matter, God will be running to meet you right where you are. Winnie, come on. When I called Winnie this week at the beach, her favorite place in the whole world to be. And she came running, and I was on the shore having seen that sunrise. I thought, that's how God is with us. Marshy, hey, come here. Put your name in that place. And as she ran with freedom, with a smile that we can only understand, those of us who love our fur babies that dogs have, I remember that that's what we are called to do. And if you remember at the end of the scripture that Ron read, it said that God wants us to live our time and even in our toil to do it with pleasure. 525,600 minutes. We all get the same amount of them in a year. And we each get to choose how to spend them. My prayer for you and for me is that we will spend wisely with truly the most precious commodity we are gifted with. For however many times we're here to multiply the minutes, in truth, it's not the multiplier that counts the most. It's the impact that our minutes and our seasons have on us, because they will leave everlasting imprints one way or the other on the paths we've traveled and the people we encounter along the way. It is true. To everything, there is a season.